You're listening to The Laura Ingraham Show, 800-876-4123 if you want to be part of the program. A six-month undercover operation conducted in 2008 into the Council on American-Islamic Relations by a father-son team. Now, the father is David Galbatz. He's a veteran federal investigator and counterterrorism specialist whose son posed as an intern at CARE. And while working at CARE, the duo extracted what ended up being over 12,000 pages of private internal documents. And among these documents is a lot of incriminating evidence that CARE apparently allegedly supports Palestinian terrorists and is trying to undermine America's support for Israel. Joining us now is one congresswoman who learned of these this investigation, this undercover sting operation, and she decided to do something about it. She's launching a congressional probe into this, Congresswoman Sue Myrick from North Carolina. Congresswoman, good to have you with us.
Well, thanks.
What's happening here? I mean, this seems incredibly disturbing. This new book that's about to come out called Muslim Mafia, written by the father and son, David Galbatz and also Paul Sperry, documenting this infiltration of CARE and the ties to terrorist organizations. Tell us what you know.
Well, you know, the FBI also declared that CARE was the front group through the Holy Land Foundation trial that happened in Dallas. And FBI has severed their ties with, formally severed their ties with CARE. The group memo we're talking about, the CARE memo, which is part of the book called Muslim Mafia by Paul Sperry. It is a 2007 memo that was written by CARE, and it literally documents their stated intentions to place interns in congressional offices. And it's supposedly for the purposes of influencing the policies of those members, but the disturbing part to us is the committees that they were interested in were the committees that have something to do with national security and judiciary and homeland security and intelligence.
And well, if CARE wants to send interns to congressional committees, playing devil's advocate here, what's wrong with that?
Well, they can. There's no question about it, but people need to be aware of that. And they're saying that they want to influence the policies of the members on those committees. Well, what is the influence that they want to bring? And that's what we're questioning. So really, we're asking the Justice Department to just share with members of Congress and their chief of staff an executive summary of what they found that led them to name CARE as a co-conspirator in a terrorism case. It's the terrorism ties we're concerned about with CARE. And then we've also, number two, want to have the Sergeant of Arms work with the staff directors and the committee chairman of those three committees, House Judiciary, Homeland Security, and Intelligence, to see if CARE was successful in placing interns in any of those committees since they put out the memo. And then three, we are questioning because in the book, CARE continually, the book says that CARE continually says they lobby. Well, they are a 401 or 501c3, and you know, legally, you are not allowed to have lobbying activities within your organization. So we're going to ask the Internal Revenue Service just to see if they are in violation of that nonprofit status.
Oh, maybe they'll be lobbying from inside the committees, as having their staffers inside the committees trying to influence policy. Now, this this investigation by the father and son team into CARE includes documents that show that there's a balance sheet, apparently, with a $40,000 transfer to Hamas. And what do we expect to find out about that? Like, is it Hamas's educational activities that they're supporting?
Well, there again, I am not one to ask that question. Of the book documents everything. They've got like 12,000 documents that literally say what they were doing. That was that they had you know, guilty verdicts on 108 charges in the Holy Land trial based on funneling more than $12 million to Hamas. CARE was named as the unindicted co-conspirator. So the question is just what ties do they have with these groups? And we're simply saying members have a right to know about all this.
Are you going to have Democrat support on this, Congresswoman?
Well, I hope we do.
Well, what about some of your other colleagues? What about all those moderate Democrats from red states like North Carolina? Where are all those moderate Democrats? They can all be stepping in saying these are questions that need to be answered, and in this shady background that's being exposed in this book and this sting operation, at the very least, we need to find out, you know, whether continuing ties exist.
Well, that's what we're hoping, and we hope that we have that support. We just today announced this because a book is coming out tomorrow, and we had an advance copy of the book. I've known Paul Sperry and worked with him on other things for quite a long time.
He wrote. What has Kerr said about you?
Pardon?
Yeah, what has Kerr said about you particularly? Because in the past, when people raise these questions, they're demonized as, you know, anti-Muslim, you hate Muslims, you're a bigot,
well,
and so forth. Have they done that to you?
They have not done it yet, but I assume that's to come. We did receive a letter from an attorney saying that, you know, they were questioning why we were doing this, and they were questioning the book and how they got the information, et cetera, et cetera. But so far, we will see today what Kerr has to say.
Well, we appreciate it. Congresswoman Sue Myrick from North Carolina on these explosive new allegations. The book is just about to hit the shelves of your local bookstore. It's called Muslim Mafia. It reads like a page-turning Muslim mafia story. It's incredible. And good job for David Gaubatz and Sperry to do this. I mean, this is tough work.
It really is tough work, and one thing I would like to add is just that we work with moderate Muslim groups here in America, American Muslims, on a regular basis, because they are having trouble getting the word out that they don't agree with all the policies of the radical groups, but people just ignore them. So we have an effort going. We had a summit in July of these groups and putting in touch with the different State Department, FBI, you know, Homeland Security people, so they could become familiar with them and call on them when they want someone to be a spokesperson.
You have 12 grandkids and 5 great-grandkids. Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. Come on. That's only 12 grandchildren? Come on.
Yeah.
You got to get going, Congresswoman.
It's a mouthful.
Oh, God bless you. Hey, we appreciate very much you bringing this issue to the attention of the Congress, and we certainly hope the Democrats in good conscience help you in your effort to find out the truth. That's all we're asking is for the truth about these allegations.
Right.
All right, Congresswoman Sue Myrick on the Laura Ingraham Show. We'll take your reaction to this, 800-876-4123. There's a lot of smoking gun revelations in this book and new evidence that Kerr, you know, supporting Hamas as a terrorist group and other internal documents. Kerr is also, according to these authors, more closely tied to al-Qaeda than previously reported. So this is all in Muslim Mafia, and I cannot wait to hear what Kerr says in response. Apparently, they were caught flat-footed. They didn't know about the sting operation. Don't go away.